Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, peace, wellness, health, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This episode is a celebration of spring 2023. We'll hear some recent and upcoming events that promote liberation, freedom, and justice for all. This song is by Scarlet Rescue. Witness. Scarlet Rescue is an all-vegan band based in Phoenix, Arizona. Let's start out by hearing snippets of the live trial coverage in California, where two DXE investigators were charged with theft of two six-week-old chickens named Ethan and Jax at California's largest slaughterhouse. Media credit to Unchained TV and Direct Action Everywhere.
We are live, Unchained TV, providing ongoing coverage until the verdict comes in the trial of Alexandra Paul and Alicia Santurio, two animal activists with Direct Action Everywhere who rescued two sick chickens from a slaughter truck and are now facing misdemeanor theft charges. This is the ninth day of trial. The jury in its second day of deliberation. These women could go to jail for 6 months. So let's take a look, bring you up to date on the case, and then we're going to discuss with our expert panel.
Hi, Unchained. It's Alexandra. Thank you so much for being here and covering the trial. We really appreciate it.
This is an edited, shortened version. Visit Unchained TV for the coverage all 9 days.
Our expert panel is here. We had expected this to be over possibly by last Thursday. It is now a week and a day after that. It's still going on. Mind you, this is a misdemeanor theft case. I got to go straight out to Carla Cabral. You've been following this from the very beginning at court. Is this a shocker that this misdemeanor theft case is now in its ninth day? And God only knows how many taxpayer dollars, many, many, many thousands, if not millions, spent on trying to convict these two women.
Hopefully people are really getting a good look at what's happening in our justice system when it comes down to big corporations going up against just a couple of activists who are out there trying to bring the truth and light to what is happening. And they want Jax and Ethan's story to be told. They want this to be shown to the public. And that is the true power of this. We will continue to show the world what's happening until it stops. Even if they were treating these animals extremely well, they don't have the right to forcibly breed these beautiful individuals into existence. And then on top of that, treat them like garbage and leave them sick and suffering only to turn around and murder them for profit. And we don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, and the reason we started Unchained TV, our global free nonprofit streaming network for animal lovers, is precisely, and you can download it on your phone, for free. Just put in Unchained TV in your app store. You can download it on your television via your Apple TV device, your Roku device, your Amazon Fire Stick, and you can also watch it online at unchainedtv.com. Just click watch now. But the reason we started this is that this should be on the evening news. And then you see how, I'll give you one example. There was a horrible flood in the Carolinas, and it wiped out all these concentrated animal feeding operations. They didn't let the animals out because they didn't want people to see the video of all these drowned pigs. So they kept them in the warehouses. They drowned inside the warehouses, and a news conference was held demanding that no more CAFOs in this area until investigations are done. All the media came and videotaped it. Not one of them played it that night. What they did play was the barbecue, the meat barbecue for the victims of the flood. To me, that crystallized exactly why we have to do what we're doing. And everybody, share this out. We've got to get the word out. It's like back in the old days in a repressive regime where you're secretly printing leaflets and handing them out. It's the same thing, Paul.
Yeah. And thank you, Jane, for frankly being the foremost pioneer in the movement for, you know, mainstream journalists to sort of risk so much and say, hey, there's a major issue that's not getting any coverage. Of course, a lot of the bigger networks or anything like that, they're going to have advertisers who very much don't want a spotlight on the industry. And in that way, that's a tough kind of corruption to overcome. But thank goodness we've got things like, you know, independent journalism and YouTube and websites. And yeah, I love to see it. So yeah, thank you. And all your panelists and your on the street reporters, like Carla, who's here, for just being a force.
Well, it's a team effort. We have a huge number of volunteers going live around the world. And so it's really not me. It's a giant team effort. And, yep. You know, nothing makes me happier than to be able, after 40 years of mostly frustration, not being able to cover these things on mainstream. You're looking at history right now. And I think that that is something we cannot underestimate. And Ellen Dent, you know, you've been on the front lines, my gosh, with your endless vigils at the pig slaughterhouses. This is history in the making right now. And just because it's not on, let's say, CNN or MSNBC or Fox News or whatever, doesn't mean it's not history. Because I can tell you, when I did a tour in, it was Birmingham, of a historical civil rights museum, I learned that the mainstream media did not cover anything that was happening in Africa. They started talking about, essentially, using the church as a almost like a media organization to get the word out about things that needed to happen. It's what my point is, historically, whether it's women's rights, the suffragette movement, civil rights, LGBTQ rights, often the mainstream media drags its feet. They are merely a reflection of the status quo, Ellen.
Yeah, it's incredibly hard to break through. And like you always say, follow the money. Follow the money, see who's sponsoring them, who's paying for the advertisements on those channels. I mean, follow the money. Where's this money coming from? And you'll see that a lot of it is coming from Animal Ag and these types of corporations.
We're listening to Ellen Dent, one of the panelists on the live trial coverage by Unchained TV. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with the special on liberation and freedom. I'm including a shortened snippet of the 9-day live trial coverage as part of this program. Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're listening to The Chicken Song by Will Tuttle. Welcome back from the break. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, host of Vegan Nation. We're continuing sharing the recording by Unchained TV of the live trial coverage in California involving two DXC investigators. We'll start out with hearing from one of the panelists on the live trial coverage. This is Ellen Dent.
So, you know, over the years of doing the pig vigils or helping host the pig vigils, we've gotten quite a bit of media coverage, but not nearly as much as we should have. But we're grateful for whatever we can get. And just like Cassie was saying earlier, they're grateful for the stories that they have gotten about this trial. And hopefully there'll be more. Hopefully after this verdict comes out, either way, there will be more stories. And this will put it even further into the public eye because everybody needs to see what is happening in Merced, California today.
And these are just some of the images from the vigils that you've coordinated, Animal Alliance Network, along with Los Angeles Animal Save, of a slaughterhouse. And I think that we have to take a moment right now to also give a shout out to the undercover investigators who have risked their lives, okay? Risked their lives. And that is no exaggeration. I want to give a shout out to Raven Deerbrook, who I've just got to show this for a second. It's disturbing, but it also made major news when she went undercover at the Farmer John slaughterhouse to document what was happening inside the gas chambers, which were described as humane, and which she uncovered were, well, hell on earth.
My name is Raven Deerbrook. I'm an undercover investigator, and while working in Los Angeles, I gained access to one of the most secretive aspects of the slaughter industry, the gas chambers used on pigs.
The group Direct Action Everywhere projected secretly recorded video of pigs in chambers filled with carbon dioxide gas.
Veterinarians don't think it's humane. Lawyers don't think it's humane. There is no humane way to kill animals who do not want to die.
We have an interview with her on Unchained TV, an hour-long interview. She went down. She put on a worker's outfit, infiltrated it, went down, and recorded it. And because there was residual carbon dioxide, which deprives you, makes you feel like you're suffocating, she almost fell into the pit and almost never made it out. And she's had nightmares ever since. And I mean, honestly, the courage that requires is truly beyond comprehension. And we have to give a shout out to the undercover investigators. Absolutely.
Nathan, Jane, can I just say one thing? I was hoping that I could say it with Paul still there, yeah. But it's okay. Okay. You know, seeing that video and hearing Paul speak and the risks that people like Raven take and the actions of Alexandra and Alicia and so many at DXC, I think it reminds all of us who are vegan that is the moral baseline. I mean, with these animals are suffering and how much these animals are suffering, and with all the money that is, you know, invested in animal agriculture and the media blackout that you refer to, we have to do more. People have to do more. It's just not enough. I mean, it's fantastic that people go plant-based or vegan, and we need that. But we need people to get involved. And if there are people who are putting their freedom on the line for these animals, then, you know, we need to do more than just not eat them. We have to. I'm not suggesting that everybody should go out and necessarily do undercover work or do rescue work. You know, I mean, I do think people need to step a little bit outside of their comfort zone, but people need to get involved, whether it's you know, protesting, whether it's getting involved in the political process, whether it's going to law school so that we could have more attorneys who can fight this fight, anything, you know, we all have to do our part.
We are live, Unchained TV, covering the Alexandra Paul Baywatch chicken rescue trial. You know, I want to play something that Dotsie Bausch asked me to play, which is a video of a previous open rescue that Alexandra Paul was involved in. And, you know, I don't know if this has become part of the trial, but here is what she's done prior to rescuing the chickens. Why was that so important for you to talk about? It's so emotional, but why do you think it connects to what's happening in court right now, Dotsie?
Well, Alexandra sent it to me the day that her twin sister was there, that's who you were seeing Alexandra hand this very sick and broken dairy calf, 75 pounds though, from its crate into her sister's arms. And they had to walk over a half a mile to the getaway car with the 75 pound calf. And I just think it's just such a beautiful juxtaposition of these sisters, these twin sisters, and their just immense and expansive love for all life. And it just continues to show you that part that is really whole, whole Alexandra. It's not the part of her life, that she will do always whatever it takes to stand up for the voiceless and for the thrown away. And the podcast that we do, we talk a lot about Derry and the horrifying reality that is Derry, and that a mother has to be pregnant, and they are pregnant for 9 months, just like human mothers are, and they give birth to their young, and that those beautiful calves, whether born male or female, are stripped away almost immediately, within 24 hours, so that then we humans can drink their milk. And we're still living in a time where people don't even realize that cows have to be pregnant to give milk. So we have a lot of education to do, but investigations like this and rescuing like this are what help to make people wake up. I had to wake up. I drank and ate dairy for 35 years of my life. Didn't ever think anything about it, and was sold that it was critical to my athletic performance and output. And uncovering that it's all a lie was, it was one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Yes. And I want to go back to Wayne.
My defense and the other witnesses to call.
Your Honor, the defense calls Daphne Zuniga.
Okay.
Do you solemnly swear the evidence you should give in this matter now before the court, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Right, ma'am, would you state your full name and spell your last name, please?
My name is Daphne Zuniga. My last name is spelled Z-U-N-I-G-A.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor, for being here today. And I always instruct my witnesses, while I'll ask the questions, I think it's best for you to actually address the jury, because they're the ones who really need to hear what you have to say. So let me just start by asking, what is your occupation, Daphne?
I'm an actor.
How do you know Alexandra? Is it an actor in the comedy industry?
Yes, we met in 1986, 37 years ago.
And have you also been involved in advocacy together of various types?
I had environmental work, but yes, when we first met in 1986, she was starting an organization called Young Artists United, and she was getting young actors to go out to high schools around the country and talk to them about self-esteem, and she knew that they looked up to us because we were on the screen, and she wanted to help them with that platform that we had. So we used to do these assemblies around the country.
And what was your impression of Alexandra when you met her initially?
I was hugely impressed with her. Shortly after we met, she went off to the Great Peace March to walk across the country in the name of peace.
I'm hoping that the jury will sit with it, will think about it, and will think about what they would do in the case and what they'd want their children to do. So what are they teaching? That they can be, or the future generations, you know, that they can be an example of the right thing to do.
Excellent point. Ellen Dent.
Yeah, I agree with Paige. I hope that they internalize everything that they've learned in this, in this trial, and they make the right decision. They make the decision from their heart. They make the decision to be on the right side of history, and to decide that these women were rescuing these other animals. Because, I mean, it just makes my blood boil when I hear them called property, when I hear a value put on their lives, because their lives are their own. And I can't wait for a time when our species has evolved past this notion that their lives belong to us, that their bodies belong to us, because it's wrong. It's a fundamentally wrong idea that they belong to us, and I saw one of the comments in the chat about abolishing slavery, and I couldn't help but think of my ancestors, you know, and how they were put on ships, and how their lives were taken away from them, as part of the transatlantic slave trade, and what happened for hundreds of years inside of our country, in the United States of America. So we have to change this narrative. These women, Alicia Santurio And Alexander Paul are so brave to put their freedom at risk, to do this, to bring this truth out to the public, to make them think and to change, to make change for other animals so they are not enslaved anymore, so that their lives are not taken away from them. And somebody has to do this. We are all doing this. And I completely commend them and I admire them. And I hope that the jury makes that connection that these are individuals on the trucks and they are being mistreated and they were rescued. They were not stolen, they were rescued.
And I think it's significant that it's a mostly female jury because, you know, females have been persecuted and considered property and chattel in the past. So this concept, and I love what you said, Ellen, for any sentient being to be considered property means they're not in charge of their own lives, that their lives intrinsically don't matter. And this is, I think, a fundamental turning point in human history because our denigration and our, for us to win, some other being has to lose attitude is now killing us and killing the planet. So we are watching an historic trial right now.
Report of the state of California in and for the county of Merced, the people of the state of California, plaintiff versus Alexandra Hall, defendant. Case number 22CR01899A, count one, verdict. We, the jury, in the above entitled case, find the defendant, Alexandra Paul, not guilty.
Quiet.
The people of the state of California, plaintiff versus Alicia Santorio, defendant. Case number 22CR01899B, count one, verdict. We, the jury, in the above entitled case, find the defendant, Alicia Santoro, not guilty of the crime of petty theft in this manner. Signed by juror number 3530.
It's good.
This put open rescue on the map. The second win in a row. Are we now going to see open rescue, not in quotes, but just as an accepted concept that the mainstream media respects?
This is 100% going to put open rescue on the legal landscape in a very serious and powerful political way. And more importantly, I said from day one, this is not just about the court of law, this is about the court of public opinion.
That completes the live trial coverage in this segment of Vegan Nation. This episode is a special on freedom and liberation. I also recommend people to learn about the Abolition Amendment, a proposed amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Upon ratification, the Abolition Amendment abolishes the property status of animals and, as such, abolishes animal exploitation industries. Let's listen to more of the all-vegan band, Scarlet Rescue. Witness. I also recommend the essays, especially starting in 2020, by Dr. Will Tuttle. You can find that on theworldpeacediet.com. His upcoming new book will be published soon, Food for Freedom, that connects issues that relate to the current tyranny worldwide. We can create freedom and justice, health and wellness through practicing and promoting authentic veganism, animal liberation. Animal liberation. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This is Marlene in Massachusetts. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. I'd like to thank all the contributors, supporters of Free Speech Community Radio. This is Marlene wishing you a safe and pleasant day. Thanks to Unchained TV, DXE, and Scarlet Rescue for sharing their content. And thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This is The Chicken Song by Will Tuttle, from his album Animal Songs. Thank you for your support of Vegan Nation. Local vegan news. Three events are being held this week. Tuesday, March 21st, 2023, there's a dinner hangout with Wayne Shung, animal rights attorney. This event is being held at a vegan restaurant in Boston, hosted by the Simple Heart Initiative and Wayne Shung. That's 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Wayne Shung was the attorney for Alexandra Paul. The jury's verdict, not guilty. Wayne Shung also recently represented himself when he was a defendant in a theft case involving an open rescue of a piglet who was enslaved at the United States' largest piggery located in the state of Utah. That jury's verdict was also not guilty. By the way, that pig is now an adult pig, Lily, and she is alive and well at an undisclosed sanctuary. And speaking of open rescue, the chicken, the six-week-old chicken, Jax, who was rescued from California's largest slaughterhouse by Alexandra Paul and her fellow activist, Alicia Santurio, that chicken, Jax, is alive and well at an undisclosed sanctuary. Thursday, March 23rd, 2023, in Rhode Island, PCRM, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, is hosting a rally outside the Rhode Island State House. This is a physician-led demonstration to protest the violence, exploitation, and slavery of pigs in laboratories at a university in Rhode Island. That's 2:45 p.m. to 4:15 p.m. At Vegan Nation, I'm doing my best to bring you up-to-date news in the vegan community. Thank you for caring enough to hear and be heard. Saturday, March 25th, 2023, in Boston, an event by Laura Ray, a protest against the violence, exploitation, and slavery of monkeys in laboratories at a university in Boston. At WCUW, we are in our Spring Fun Drive 2023. This marks the 50th year of WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio. Support can be made to wcuw.org/donate. Thank you all.